Well, if you haven't made Valentine's Day plans for you and your sweetie yet, the clock is ticking. Valentine's Day is Sunday. And second, current state's Jamie Paisley joins me now with a weekend alternative. So you've got an excursion for us? To where, Jamie?
Oh, up to Grand Rapids Art Museum, or GRAM. And this is the third year of what they're calling Art Plus Chocolate. And by the way, according to Andrea Morgan, who organizes the museum docent program at GRAM, it's not just for couples only on that so-called Singles Awareness Day, for, you know, that's the other name people know it as. Andrea suggests singles go to mingle a bit and use the opportunity to talk about art and let things progress as they will when discussing this unifying theme of Art Plus Chocolate on Saturday.
Basically, the idea of what I was thinking about is when we think about Valentine's Day and love, we tend to think about the color red. And artists use the color red in a very particular way. And so I thought it would be sort of fun for Valentine's Day weekend for us to take a look at a couple of works of art that employ the color red in interesting ways. And then at the end of the tour, everybody gets chocolate. So it's kind of a fun little play on works of art. So what we're looking at right now is Jennifer Bartlett's Small House. And in this work of art, we are seeing a large landscape with a single shape in the middle. Now, as we're looking at this shape, it to us kind of looks like a house, but we'll notice that it is just two simple shapes put together. We have a rectangle and a triangle, and the rectangle is red. This is the only red in the entire composition. And so as we look at it, I like to kind of ask the question of, what draws our eyes first? So I'll ask you, what draws your eye as you're looking at this first?
For me, because I like to look at big picture, I see the 81 squares and I'm like, okay, it's right in the center.
Mm-hmm. And this is a play on pointillism. So Jennifer Bartlett was working on this piece in the late 90s. But if we think back to kind of classic pointillism and George Seurat, we have these very pure dots of color. And right now we're standing pretty far away from it, but if we move close to it, you can see that the red is just a very small percentage of the overall composition. And that's because being such a bold and powerful color, you only need a teeny tiny bit of red to balance out a huge amount of these cool colors, the greens and the blues. So in this work, when Jennifer Bartlett just put this one square of red dead in the center, she balanced out this entire composition of red.
For Art Plus Chocolate, is this going to be a curated tour as well for people to come themselves?
The way that the tours work at GRAM is that art docents are highly trained individuals, and they each pick which works of art they're going to talk about. So we have three tours, and it's going to be led by three different docents, and each docent will pick which works of art that they want to talk about. They will all be talking around this main theme of the color red and how artists use that color, but it's a different experience depending on which tour you go on and which docent you're with. And the way that my docents are trained is to really let the guests kind of guide the conversation. So don't expect to come to the art museum and just have someone stand in front of a work of art and talk at you for an hour. It really is about making your own personal meaning with a work of art. So the docent is there to kind of facilitate the conversation, give some background information, but at the end of the day, what we're looking for is for each person to walk away with their own ideas about art, and really that's the most fun thing to me, is to hear what other people have to say about the works. People really seem to enjoy it. It has sold out every year in the past. So this year we actually added two more time slots because it was so popular last year and the year before that we're just really hoping that people come out and have a good time and make GRAM part of their Valentine's Day.
And there is a discount for those that are members, yes?
There is, yes. Members are $8 and non-members are $10. And we really hope that people register ahead of time because I can't guarantee that there will be slots left on the day. We do limit the number of people on a tour simply because it's impossible to drag 30 people through the museum and for everybody to have a good experience. So we do try to limit it to about 10 to 15 people per tour. And slots are selling pretty quickly right now. So if you're interested, please go to our website and you can register for the tour.
Art Plus Chocolate, Seeing Red, is at the Grand Rapids Art Museum this Saturday with three tours throughout the day. More information and registration is online at artmuseumgr.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.